Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by none other than Adam and Eve. This is a time we spoke last week on masturbation. So get your toys. You know what I mean? A lot of us can't call our significant others, our boos, our lovers, our side pieces over because of the goddamn coronavirus. So Adam and Eve, for our listeners, are giving you 50% off almost any one item on top of a lot of free shit. So you're getting 6 free spicy movies, a sexy item for him, a gift for her, and a third item that both of you will enjoy. Also, hear it, y'all, free shipping and handling. So again, guys, go to adamandeve.com and use our promo code WD50. Again, you're typing in promo code WD50 to get almost 50% off any one item, plus a lot of free shit on top of that. So go ahead and again, check out adamandeve.com and use promo code WD50. Now let's get on with the show.
Hey everybody.
Hey guys.
Welcome back.
I ate food already. I just want you guys to know I ate and I know what a mute button is now. So welcome back.
I'm not going to smack. Don't shit. No smacking, no playing with pots and pans. None of that will be on this week's episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed the ASMR last week. We won't be doing that again. But hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This your girl Mandy B, aka Full Court Pumps, aka Pit the Stallion, aka That Bitch.
And I am Wheezy, aka Mrs. Can I Pet That Dog? That is the name of this week's episode because it's my favorite fucking video online. And when Vincent wrote in, I was like, oh my God, I could say it the whole episode. We have 3 guests with us today. One Dom guest, I will say, just because you're in the middle and you've got the mic. So we'll use your mouth the most. Can you boys introduce yourselves?
Yeah. So I'm Vincent. Pup.
And I'm Dan, and we're dating.
Yes.
And nice. Then,
yeah.
I'm Cody. I'm the friend. I don't participate in this shit.
Wait.
We're the affirmative. He's the negative.
So wait, Dan, I heard a little something there. Where are y'all from?
Well, I'm not from Oklahoma. More Ohio region. So I've got the Midwestern thing going on for me.
But you guys are located in Oklahoma?
Yeah, we're all in Norman, Oklahoma.
Now, I just want to tell y'all that I am a 90 Day Fiancé fan. I don't know if they live there, but this is our first Caucasian Midwestern episode. Let's clap it up for that.
Caucasian. Bitch, I'll be Mexican.
I ain't even going to hold you. I'm hearing Oklahoma, and I went straight to Tiger King, so I don't know which one of you
are
exotic.
Oh, fuck me. Yes. God, I just finished that.
Y'all have your teeth, though. Come on now.
Yeah.
Right, because we haven't taken in the meth yet.
Yeah, you know. That's next week.
Speaking of Oklahoma, I really loved, you know, Tiger King's for highlighting gays in the Midwest or whatever you want to call it, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like, you know, that shit is always so foreboding. You know what I'm saying? Like, God forbid.
No, for sure. Gay. Bible Belt, you know.
Yeah, and you guys are barking like a dog.
Literally.
So, I want to start this episode off just by preliminary asking. So, how you identify, age, and, your pronouns.
He, him, his for me. Gay, and, yeah.
Gay as fuck?
Gay as fuck, yeah, no. For sure. No pussy at all.
Dan, that's have disgusting. You ever dabbled in the tiger kitty? In the kitties? No, gay as fuck too.
Well, yes. In the past, I have dabbled around, but no. Today, we are gay all the way.
Wait, so today? So yesterday?
No.
Yesterday, in like years ago.
Okay, got you. And look, I want to say brown shirt, but no. And what about your friend, the third that doesn't play with y'all? What about you?
I mainly identify as straight. I've kind of played in the water, so I'm not really scared of it. It's just kind of like whatever comes my way, I'll take.
Oh, so, okay, whatever yeah. comes my way.
Wow.
It's like whatever's going to come, it's going to come. So
we bet it's going to come. So for our vanilla shit this week, Mandy's actually going to be bringing in Michelle Hope a little bit later. You guys will hear about it. But it's an article from the New York Times, and it's about the COVID crisis with domestic abuse. We've seen a lot of tweets about this, a lot of hotlines opening up. But there's a lot of movement restrictions aimed to stop the spread of coronavirus within the homes and violence and being locked down. And all of the issues that people probably had before but are now super heightened because we're in each other's space. But this is totally a public health crisis. It's taken on a toll with rising numbers, as well as with children, too, I was reading, not just within adults. I've seen a few different articles. I don't know if this one specifies it. I believe this one's more geared towards couples. But, you know, kids that are in unsafe homes with their parents and things like that. But there's a sociologist who studies abusive relationships and says that DV goes up whenever families are spending more time together, especially during the holidays, Christmas, summer vacations. And now with the lockdowns worldwide, hotlines are lighting up with abuse reports. They are urging all governments to put women's safety first as they respond to the pandemic. But we've failed largely in preparing for this public health crisis and for being able to help victims. The abusers now have so much access because police are not putting DV calls as a priority. But luckily, we're going to have Michelle tell you guys about how she's helping, how you can help as a volunteer, just someone sitting at home, and what we can all do to help our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I'm excited. Before I give Michelle a call, I did want to go ahead and share with you guys just some stats that's going on. 40% of Black women specifically will experience domestic violence in their lifetime. And Black women are 2.5 times more likely to be murdered by men than white women. I know our audience, we do have a large, of course, Black women listenership. And so during this time, and being that we are, you know, subject to work from home, to still be working mothers and take care of the household, and now being in our significant other's faces, yes, unfortunately, domestic violence is seeing an uprise in numbers. And so we just want everyone to be safe out there. And so I'm going to go ahead and give Michelle a call now, and we are going to talk to her about what she is doing to make a difference during the crisis.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Mandy. What's good?
What's going on? How are you holding up?
Trying to stay sane in this crazy time.
I already know. So our vanilla shit for this week mentioned the rise in domestic violence, doing some things involving yourself with giving back to the community during this time. So I wanted you to tell our listeners what you have going on.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting that you would bring that up, because the idea of being stay at home or shelter in place and social distancing is, yes, one, safe for our communities, so we can stop the spread of COVID-19, but for individuals who are in intimate partner relationships that are abusive or are in a family dynamic that is abusive, sheltering in and stay-at-home orders actually create a lot of anxiety and danger. For example, did you know that every minute, almost 20 people will experience some type of physical violence from a partner?
Oh, wow.
You know, and when you think about that, in times like this, it becomes this quiet storm almost that brews. And oftentimes when people are in abusive relationships, what happens is that it builds. And everything might be okay for a while, and then it'll mount and it'll build, and the tension will build, and then there'll be a violent episode, and then there'll be some sort of sweet making up. Now, sometimes when we work at under these stay-at-home orders, people could leave for a little bit, or a partner may go to work, which would allow them to de-escalate. But intimate terrorism is another term we use in this space, becomes heightened when you are at home for a long time. So like holidays, Christmas, things like that. So we really have to be aware of that, one. And two, recognize that it comes in all forms, economic. So what I did was I started a GoFundMe page to be able to give micro grants to individuals who are either in an abusive relationship right now, have come out of an abusive relationship, but are not financially stable because maybe they've lost their job or they're in housing that's not very stable. So if you donate to the GoFundMe page, those donations go directly to individuals who identify as survivors. And I give micro grants of $150 up to $200 because although that's not going to fix the underlying issues, it could keep a cell phone on, it could pay a light bill, it could get somebody a hotel for the night or a bus ticket or a train ticket to get somewhere safe.
So I want to let you guys know that the information will be in the description of this bio. Basically, I wanted this to be mentioned on the podcast because Michelle is taking donations for this. So the link will be in there. So if you have it in your account and you feel like you want to give back, definitely go ahead and donate in the link that's in our bio. And Michelle is taking tweets, DMs, especially because this could be a sensitive matter. And she is going ahead and giving, once again, $150 to $200 to those in need. So whether you're on the giving end or the receiving end, I think that this is a great cause, Michelle, and I think that you're doing amazing. So thank you for starting then. Thank you for starting this. And once again, that information will be in the bio, the description, I'm sorry, of this episode. And I guess, Michelle, for those who may not know you, can you go ahead and drop your social media handles as well?
Absolutely, Mandy. Thanks for allowing me to talk about this important topic. So you guys can follow me at MHSexpert, and on all social media. You know, it's not always this heavy and dark. Sometimes, you know, like Mandy, I like to get nasty, don't I, Mandy?
You absolutely definitely like to get nasty. Well, Michelle,
we get kinky when it's over.
Michelle, thank you so much for what you're doing, and I hope that you're staying safe. And thank you again for, again, giving back to those in need during this time. So I appreciate it.
Anytime. Love you, Bill.
Love you. Bye. Again, I want to thank Michelle for joining us on this week's episode and our vanilla shit.
All right. Now, for the hors d'oeuvres. I really love this one because there's a clip going on around Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw it, with the Amazon guy saying, dildos are not an essential priority. Have you seen that?
I have not, but I need to.
Unless he is a gay man, I want to know who he is to judge the essential matter of a goddamn dildo.
I completely agree. If we're telling people to stay in their house, essential.
And is he like the delivery guy? Like, why is he looking inside my box?
Oh, nah, maybe he knows from the weight.
From experience.
He's like, this sounds like a dildo.
I think there's like a description, though. Of like
on the outside of the box?
There ain't no description.
No. He on the order, maybe he sees who it comes from.
Yeah, like, okay. If he's in the warehouse, sure.
I mean,
it was vibrating. That's what it was.
Maybe the vibrating, because I'll tell you now, I have King Noir's dildo. Nigga, you gonna think it's a goddamn chair. That shit heavy as hell. You gonna think, I honestly wonder
how they know the weight, but I mean, I guess it's from the merchant I think it has to do with the weight. I think they shake it around, they're like, this is a dick.
Yeah, for sure. It's like Christmas. They're like, what am I getting today?
But with none of the satisfaction of actually knowing.
Yo,
I don't know, maybe he's just mad.
I would want to take like a little peek at least into the home. Like, let's say you deliver the dildo. You know what I'm saying? And someone answers, "Are you okay, Granny?" Good.
You're just like peeking, like, "Oh hey, like what's going on?
What's going on? What's up in here?"
My shift ends in 10 minutes.
We know nothing is going on in here, which is why you need this fucking dildo. But the hors d'oeuvre for this week is a great tip. I actually didn't know much about this before, but the tip is for people buying sex toys, where a lot of us are masturbating right now, it actually advises not to buy them off of Amazon or unverified online retailers because they're not FDA approved. And non-FDA approved sex toys have been linked to causing cancer and infertility. Sex toys made with jelly-like plastic sheaths are made with phthalate, I don't know, those nasty chemicals, whatever the fuck they're talking about, that are in some water bottles, and you don't want them eventually to seep into your system. So I've heard this thing with jelly for a long time not being a safe sex toy to use because so much bacteria sticks onto it and it's not as easy to clean. And then even when you do clean it, a lot of shit gets stuck onto it.
Literally.
So, yeah. Please just make sure that you are looking up what's in those sex toys. I think, like, I'm the type of person that's, I sort by price low to high. And that is how I shop. So, if your pussy's going to get cancer and not be able to make babies, I'm just saying you might want to think about it. Just look into the stuff that you're getting from online.
I never even thought about that.
You can try also just different, I guess, materials. So I have a double-sided glass dildo, and I've been told that those are actually really fun but also safe to use.
Mm-hmm. I love glass.
They're easy to clean, but also there's you're able to add temperatures to them. They take to temperature really well.
Whoa.
So it's something that you can put in your fridge or your freezer, and you can kind of make it cold to give you a cold sensation.
I haven't done this, but I know it's a thing.
There's the ice cube thing going around.
And God. The ice cube thing. Our guest last week said that she actually masturbated with ice cubes. So... actually adding those. And also, if you even know, a lot of the condoms will tell you that they have, like, warm sensations. Like, adding different temperatures to sex actually does heighten.
The glass, though, is a big one because that's where people really, like, when they get it hot. Like, I've noticed that, like, glass ones are good for
you. And the good ones are actual Pyrex, and so it's, like, medical grade.
Yeah. Silicone, they say, is how you know you're getting the most high-grade sex toy, which is generally, like, the womanizer, the rabbit, shit like that. But metal is also on the list. I'm serious. But you got to think about it. Like, nipple rings. Like, I mean, nipple clamps.
Metal will be fine. I feel like metal will be more safer than glass. Glass,
We talked about... What was it called? I can't remember even the name of it, but I talked about it when we had Lover's Quarrel on with Michelle Hope, actually. It's where they were... Oh, sounding.
Yep.
Sounding sticks metal pieces down the pee hole. Mm-hmm. And
You don't know this? It's a pass.
Have any of you guys done sounding?
That was my middle school years. I haven't done it since middle school.
Vincent, both of y'all were sounding in middle school?
I was in middle school. I don't know how soon you started.
High school.
See, can y'all, like, talk about, like, your first experience or how you went about starting sounding that young? I'm not going to lie. I thought this was, like, an older thing to do.
No, for sure.
That's my biggest fear ever.
I don't know, because, like, I first got into, like, porn in middle school. It was 8th grade.
Tell us what sounding is, too, by the way, Vincent.
Oh, sounding is where you insert something into your urethra. So, I didn't really get a pleasure out of it. It was just something I was like, oh, I want to try. But I didn't have the proper tools, so it was a DS stylus that I used.
But a stylus is kind of thick, isn't it?
No, not the DS stylus.
Okay.
Oh, Zach, hand me my DS.
You can see the ranges that they go from. I mean,
experience. This is the stylus. This is fine. You know? It's like a pen.
Oh, my God, no.
This wasn't the one I used.
So, I'm not going to lie. If you guys are just as like, I mean, I was like, what the fuck is a stylus? So, you just showed us. Oh, bitch, I ain't gonna hold y'all.
A stylus, STYLUS, like from a black.
I don't care about how you spell it, but it's actually like what you use to like write like on an iPad or a tablet.
Compiler.
Pompire, for sure.
You stuck one of those in your goddamn urethra. You're psycho.
Yeah.
It was an experience.
It was not even clean though. You clean it?
In middle school, you actually clean stuff.
But he lives to tell the tale.
Dan, what'd you put in your dick?
I actually went and got sounds through the powers of the internet.
He was much older.
Oh, okay. You classed it up.
I did. And
Did you do the sounding or did you receive the
sounds? This was solo. Me to myself. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Was it something that you also saw in porn?
Porn was how I learned about it and found out it's a thing. And I mean, it was definitely an interesting sensation. And really, that's a lot of from what I from discussing it with other people into it, yeah, they're, it's just to get a different sensation, and really, you, once it's in, you let it fall in.
Oh!
There's lube, because, well,
that would hurt. I didn't know lube was a thing.
I hope there's lube. Wait, so you did it without lube?
Correct.
Vincent.
So it like I was gonna say, like he says it was like an interesting sensation. I was like, damn, it burned for me. Like,
and that's the difference.
Let me just tell you what's so funny. You're talking about a Nintendo DS stylus, right?
Yes.
For those of you who can't see, and obviously none of us can see because we're on Zoom, there's a bunch of video games attached to his wall, and some in the corner, and I'm just like, oh my god, the next time someone tells me they're into games and she'll be like, wow, you stuck your stylus in your dick. Oh god.
Oh shit.
That was great, actually. That was fucking hilarious. Well, not as interesting. So I found two that I really like because we're all stuck in the house, so like, fucking. The average person has sex 103 times a year, and I'm curious to know, that's a statistic from the Women's Day survey in 2011. They hadn't had like one with a larger survey group since. But then it says Americans spend 57 minutes per week having sex, from Durex, and that's 14 minutes below the global average. I cannot wait to see how this goes up when this is over.
The baby boom afterwards too.
Oh my god.
God, there'd be bitches out here named Corvid. Like, no.
Oh, yeah, there's a baby in India, I think. A set of twins.
Twins, yeah.
Corona
and Corvid.
No!
Corvid, that's what it is.
Like, I think this is interesting. I mean, if we're including masturbation, then yeah.
Yes.
That amount of minutes. If masturbation is in there, then absolutely. I can see this going up. Because it takes me about 17 minutes to orgasm when I do it. Although I skipped a day the other day because I realized I was getting a little numb. Because I'm like, okay, my toy is not working. So I self-disciplined myself and decided not to play with myself for one night. And so the next day, I masturbated.
Self-discipline.
Like I did it.
Like she's a fucking addict.
I was like, bitch, you're not going to masturbate. You just going to go to sleep. So I made sure I was watching TV until I started crying, to know that I was really, really tired. Like, you know when your eyes get watery?
Yeah. And they burn when you blink.
And they burn.
I was like, damn, so what were you watching?
Like, yeah, I was like, okay, bitch, this is going to be easier for you to fall asleep because you're really tired. But the next day that I masturbated, because I like held out the day before, I was able to come in like 2 minutes and 52 seconds. And you know the reason I know? Because that's how long the video was. Normally I filter because I want 10 minutes plus in the porns that I watch. I don't like short videos, but this specific one looked really good. And so it was less than 3 minutes. And that's literally, I only had to watch it once and I came. And it was just a really good video. I even saved it in my notes.
No, for sure. There are those videos out there. I have this bookmark.
I even saved it in my notes, man. Mandy, is there not a bookmark option on your phone? Do you not have a list of porn?
I'm not bookmarking the porn. So I literally have a ton of different notes in my notes section on my phone that literally just has mad porn links. And those are really good ones that I
can just the go-to.
You know? You know, maybe I'll share with you guys. I actually found a lot of pegging videos, and they're actually, and specifically for our listeners, they are with black men, and it's just so good. There's actually one that agreed to come on our show. Once this coronavirus is over, I posted it on my page. He has a pegging video with a whole bunch of sprinkles on his ass. His name is Mr. Carlisle. I'm going to post him on Patreon. Oh my God. He's like, he has dreads. He's tatted. He looks super masculine. And he be bending over taking dick, bro. So good.
He's not taking dick. He's taking strap.
He's taking the dick strap, ho. Same bitch. He's taking it good.
I don't know why I can't call it a dick.
Man, it's a dick.
I be telling niggas, you gonna take this dick? I talk to them like that with my strap. Like, you gonna take my dick. It's my dick. Like how big my dick
is? Are you gonna take this cylinder shape?
This cylinder shape? Take this cube.
Hell no,
I do want to ask you guys, as just while we're getting into this pup play, can you guys, everyone in the room, and it's five of us, talk about the last orgasm that we had? So Mandy just said hers was 2 minutes and 53 seconds. That was from, was that the sprinkle? No.
Was that the sprinkles?
The sprinkle video?
Was that Mr. Was Sprinkles? That
Mr. Sprinkles.
How'd you come? What'd you come to? If it was with a person or yourself, what'd you come to if you used a porn?
Oh no, it was a trans video. Mm. So it was a guy in a trans.
Trans I'll be woman.
I mean, of course.
You gotta finish it, Mandy.
I mean, okay, I guess. Yeah, a trans woman. And I did that just because, like, with watching the pegging videos, the women aren't as, they don't look like they're stroking as good. Like, there's a whole rhythm to fucking. And I don't think that so, like, many people can strap very well. So I enjoy watching trans women because they've had dicks their whole lives. Mm, so they
know actually, how to work it.
They know how to work it. I think a the strap is
too heavy for some of them. Like, because a lot of them are always holding the base of it. I think they're not getting the right size. Yeah.
Or also, like, I think it's very important just to have the right harness. Like, the harness is very important.
Right, having it attached.
Having it attached is really the important part. So if you have a cheap harness, it's not going to hold well.
Right.
And so, yeah, it kind of takes away from me when I don't feel like she's really dicking the nigga down. So I'd be like, all right, let me move over to the real thing. So that's kind of what I've been watching, actually, lately.
What's the last... Oh, my last orgasm was to Abella Danger. It's like this, and I hate like incest porn, but I'm sorry. It's just the best video that she has is fucking her stepsister. I'm air quoting y'all. And it's like under this dinner table, but like you could just tell she's really gay. And she actually has a girlfriend in real life. And I just, I love lesbian porn with bitches that like fucking bitches. And you can tell. Mm. But I also was getting fucked while watching it. And I know I just maybe complained last week. I don't know if it was on our Patreon or here, but I've been like losing it and like starting fights about nothing so that we could have makeup sex. So I suggested watching porn, and then he was looking at the porn screen too long, and I was like, nah, I'm here. Fuck you.
Look at me.
Right. So I started this whole fight, and then he came in the room and fucked the shit out of me. I was like, okay, we got to fight again. So I was like, let's put on lesbian porn. And then I started watching it in hopes that he would get pissed off. And no, that didn't happen because.
God, are you okay? Is everything good over there? You good?
He was like, nah, let's keep doing it.
There's a strategy here.
Is the last time you guys came together, or tell us about that?
No.
There was the last time that we fucked, but I know I've jacked off before that.
Yep. Or after since that. Then.
Yeah. Yep.
What was the last thing you watched, Dan, first? Let's go from left to right.
See, I think actually one of the last videos I watched, it was pups fucking.
Oh.
So, yeah.
This is really your shit. What about you, Vincent?
Oh.
He's nervous.
I'm sorry you're hearing this, Zach. Actually, no, I'm not sorry. It was piss play.
Oh.
So...
Okay, I'm curious. Were they, like, swallowing? Is it, like, on them?
No, for, like full-on drinking. It's called drinking from the tap, so.
Oh, no. It's so funny, because that's, I actually, we played a game. This is when Miss Corey B was on, and we talked about what we've done that we would never do again, and golden showers is definitely my, like, I'm mm-hmm. good if I never do that again in life.
No, for sure. I mean, totally down.
And it's not for everyone.
It's for me.
What is it? Is it the messiness?
It's just, I don't know. It's just I like being pissed.
Dominated?
I do like a sub. I know you said like the dom in the middle, but like no, I'm generally a sub.
I mean, and what's more submissive than being a toilet?
There's like, you know what, we're ending this podcast right now, like it's done.
No, I mean, I think that's great though, because I have a few gay male friends that are more open to piss play, I feel like, than women. And I feel like that's generally something I hear, but the gays do it all, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's just because too much testosterone, let's just keep getting nastier.
So
Dan and Vincent, you guys do piss play together?
We have not.
Not yet.
Yet.
Really? What are you waiting for? A hotel?
But probably. It'll get messy.
Yeah.
So,
what about you? Is it what about you? Is it Codeasy? What's Codeasy, the last thing that's you came right. to? What were you watching?
I mean, it wasn't like a very exciting video. I was like kind of in a time crunch. Sounds kind of weird, but like I was kind of in a time crunch. But I think it was actually with my favorite porn star, Riley Reid. I don't know if you guys know who she is. But...
yeah, she's the white girl that made a video saying "nigger, nigger."
I did not know that, so I probably won't watch that after now. I don't support that. I want everyone to know right now. I want everyone to know now. I did not know that.
I used to come to Riley Reid too, and then like I talked about her on Twitter, and they dragged me and like kept uploading the video.
Well, I talked about it until you just dragged me on this. So whatever.
I hate when like my faves disappoint me. Like Doja Cat. Oh man. I was like, all right, look. So she said it. Are we forgiving her? And then I went to a few of my gay male friends' Twitter to see how they felt about the situation before I became problematic. I'm like, well, if they're hypocrites too, it's fine. But yeah.
But the thing is like, it's, to me, I'm like, it was more forgiving, but now I'm like, it's 2020. You fucking know, like, what you can and can't do. Like, if you do it, you're a fucking idiot. If you're doing it to be stupid, like, so no forgiveness here for that kind of shit. I'm like, you're just being, I don't know, problematic.
Next week, tell us who you come to.
Will do. I'll write you in. It'll be so
you're like, so was still Riley.
I'd love to find her like on social media, be like, you bitch. Like, fucking hate you.
So let's get into it. For the horrible decision this week, can I pet that dog? We are going to talk about puppy play. So we've all heard of Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by them this week. And I think we can all remember the days when we were super ready to go. You know what I mean? Like when you were actually outside and you got to look at people in person and get super excited. Well, now, if that bitch or that man in the house isn't doing it for you because you've seen them in the same sweats and joggers, you can increase your hard-on and performance by getting extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew. It brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take it any time, day or night, and it works twice as fast as a pill. It's prescribed online by physicians, so you don't have to go to a doctor's office or wait in a pharmacy because it's not like you can do it anyway now. It'll ship right to your door. Super private packaging. I don't think the Amazon guy will know exactly what it is, but all you have to do is go on bluechew.com, BLUECHEW.com to get your first shipment for free when you use our code HORRIBLE. Now, you're going to pay $5 for shipping, but ladies, gentlemen, anyone that wants to buy this for their partner or buy it for yourself, I would definitely do it. It's made in the U.S., and they are prepared to ship direct, and it's way cheaper than a pharmacy. And best of all, no more awkwardness. Cheaper, faster, and a better choice. Let's get on with the show. So, you guys are here because you sent us an email, Vincent. Why'd you send me this email? Me and Mandy.
Okay, so I've been listening to you guys. My brother first introduced me to y'all, and he was like, there's this raunchy-ass podcast, these two bitches talking about sex, and I was like, I'm down. So I listened to y'all on SoundCloud first until I found you on Spotify, and then, I don't know, I've been listening ever since, and you guys are always like, oh, like, Hotel, like, just came out, and so...
Oh, yeah!
We were drinking, me and Cody, and... I was just like, I'm going to tell him about my puppy shit. I'm going to do it. And we were, so I emailed you.
We were trying to come up with a way to, like, get on the show. We were like, we don't want to be those basic-ass bitches that are like...
Right, and be like, oh, we want to be on the show. Why? Because we crazy. Like, no, we're not going to do that.
That's the worst.
And so I was just like, this. And so this is my aunt. I was just like, puppy shit. Like, I'm going to do this. And so I emailed it, and then within the hour, like, y'all emailed back, and I was just like, Cody, oh my God.
Oh, I was so
fucking just so you know, we downed, like... We downed, like, four shots, like, right after you said that. We were like, fuck yes! Like, ugh!
And I was like, I signed Dan up for it. I was like, hey, by the way, we're going to be on a podcast. Like, I'm just going to let you know right now. And I was like, hopefully you're okay with it.
I
was like, are you okay with it?
Is it good? I wish more people like you would reach out to us. I mean, Mandy and I really spend a lot of time trying to figure out who would be a good guest. And it's hard to find people that are super into kinks. At least, I think even before, we've had so many people contact us. But, like... They're not in the area, and we want them in New York, but this is perfect.
Right.
And you've got a mic, and you guys are actually nasty.
So I guess I mean, you said pup and puppies, and I just got a fucking cat. Can we let people know that we're not talking about bestiality here and that you're not literally fucking puppies?
Correct.
because that would... Correct. I don't think we're interested
it
in
is not that
on who's fucking puppies. So can you explain what pups means and...
Yeah, what is puppy play?
Let me play. This is. You have a better explanation.
Sure.
Of it.
And I usually, to really reiterate the difference between pup play and bestiality, I personally don't call it puppy play, because to me, if you keep it at pup, it's a nice, clean
okay.
distinction.
Okay.
No, pup play in general is really just an escape from the human mindset, being able to break free from that. And, I mean, we've all seen dogs play in the park, backyard, and they're just so free and full of life. And
yeah.
It's a different human version of that, of being able to just
wait.
Park I have a play, textbook
like,
definition.
So y'all get on all fours and chase each other and sniff each other's butts and literally wait. So y'all act sure. like dogs, and then
yeah,
we're sacrificing
like
our
out?
Humanness. Yeah,
fuck
you pant,
out of
you,
here.
Mm-hmm. You pant, you rough, bark, you nuzzle.
Okay,
you...
let's hear your best bark.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Well, he's a howler.
Yeah, so for me, it's, ooh!
And I'm,
Do you have do you have puppy names?
Mine is Maddox McCloud.
Oh,
so
my God.
This
you
is
have
my
a whole
mask.
Doggy leather mask?
Put it on. Oh, yeah. Put it on.
Oh, yeah.
And then he has his own hood, too. They're called hoods.
Yes, yep. We've heard that term. Okay, wait.
And so, yep.
These are so...
This is some white people shit! So do you guys have attachable tails as well, or is it just the hoods?
I have a tail. I mean, it's like an anal plug, but
oh. yep.
And I've got one now too.
Her face is like one
well,
spot.
I mean, I guess that makes more sense.
Well, and it does also.
It's cute.
More stimulus okay. also.
Yeah.
Just
so
because
you wearing,
it's
you guys
bouncing around,
plugs
give a little
takes
tug.
Away my question. As to if you guys are shitting and smelling each other's shit, that's not like there's no scat play involved in this, is there? Okay.
No.
And it's like,
no.
and the thing is, you can combine it. We're just
that's,
not.
So
that,
no,
that's a lot.
Do people do that with pup play?
I'm sure somewhere in the internet somebody's doing
now,
it.
Yeah, two girls, one cup.
Were you guys into pup play before you met? Is that how you met?
Yes,
a little bit. And
I mean, I've only had my hood for a year. I got it last July.
Okay.
But, like, I know I've been watching videos, and I was just like, oh, this is really cool. Like, I think it's cute.
It is kind of cute.
Pup play, is there a category? Like, if anyone was interested in watching this on, like, Pornhub or any of the websites, can you type in pup play? It's an actual category?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so for the
pup
patrons,
play.
I guess
yeah, for sure.
I'll search for a pup play video.
Well, no, you guys got to send us your favorite shit. That's what you got to do. Send us the premium pup play. Like, this is how you want us to see your culture.
Our culture. Okay. The white people shit. So, for sure. Well, we got you.
Nah,
we got you.
There's got to be somebody black and like this shit. Right.
Now, can I ask, is there a dating site that someone could... we're familiar with FetLife, but for maybe people who are interested in finding pups or someone who's interested in it, do you know if there's an actual specific dating site for pup play?
So
not
for pup specifically. There is Recon, which is not as common in the U.S., and that's really fetish
okay.
and kink in general. And of course, that one is 100% on the gay side.
Have you guys been to any parties for
yep.
pup play?
I haven't. One of my friends who is a pup has been trying to drag us out to some meetups and some moshes.
They go to IHOP.
Actual IHOP, like International House of Pancakes?
Yeah. Yeah, they go and they just talk about...
community events. And, I mean, this is in street clothes. There's no...
Yeah,
there's okay. no fucking in the middle.
Oh, there's
of
like a community board.
But do they wear their like hoods?
Not normally.
Oh, they don't wear their hoods.
I'm just like picturing. I'm
no.
picturing being in the middle of IHOP with like a big ass table of like
a herd of dogs just coming.
What the fuck is happening right now?
Like, so the textbook definition that I'm seeing on puppyplay.info or pupplay.info is a evolving fetish where people have an interest in role plays, canines, and their associated handlers. So who out of the two of
yes.
you, Dan and Vincent, is considered the sir or handler or mister?
So I guess I'm more of like the alpha pup.
Yeah.
I was about to say, because he's not necessarily my handler. Wearing the hoods and the tails. The pups, right. You're both acting as pups. You're actually not doing the owner and the pup. You guys are just doing two pups playing in the park. I guess what other types of role play, like where else do pups play? Like if you guys think of a scene, where else have you guys played other than a park?
Just the bedroom.
I mean, really, it's just what you want to make of it. It's more of a headspace than
now,
it is.
Vincent, you have a roommate,
location.
Right? Mm. Do you guys do pup play while your roommate is home?
We are very considerate, and he is very thankful for that.
That he does not.
I mean, luckily we have a two-story house, so I'm on the
Humble
bottom
flex.
Floor, and then they
okay.
live upstairs.
Oh. No, I mean it's okay. So small. Right, they probably got acres.
It's not like I own it. I rent it. I live down the street from OU. It's fine. But no, for sure. I mean, there have been times where, like, you know, I've heard him come home and, like, I would text him and be like, hey, can you keep it down? I'm trying to take a dick up the ass. And so, you
literally
know, and then that's when I
it.
Hear him go up the stairs.
I love it. Yo, so I'm curious, like, on this website, there's a pup play flag and it's like a hand reaching out to, like, someone in a hood. And then there's pictures of a little girl in a wheelchair at a parade and just someone handing her flowers and playing with her. And it says that there's a social aspect to this. And people are trying to rate if their style of pup play is purely sexual or purely social respectivity.
It can be both.
Because, I mean, think of it. Who doesn't like puppies?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's...
like actual
what kind of
fuzzy little dogs.
About here?
And like, it's like, it's you're a character. You are another... You're something else other than yourself.
It's like cosplay.
And so...
In a way.
Yes, you can think about that that way.
So,
And it's merging both the mental headspace with the physical appearance.
Something I'm reading as well says that pup play is not humiliation, that they don't like putting pups in cages, etc. Can you guys talk about that? Like, how does your... Would you agree to that?
I know, like... I mean, there are some pups that do like that, but obviously it's not something that's common. Like, obviously in BDSM, if you're talking about, like, Folsom Street, San Francisco, they do that. But other than that, it's not necessarily common.
Okay.
And there is crossover between the BDSM community and pups. They're not mutually exclusive, nor are they... You know, you can be kinky and not a pup, or you can be a pup and not really be all that kinky.
Is this people put in their bios on dating apps? Like, would you... identify yourself as a pup? Like, I know, like, you know, specifically even in BDSM, you identify if you're a sub, if you're a dom, if you're into masochism. Like a lot of people do label themselves in, you know, as certain things, specifically in BDSM. Is this something where you guys identify outside as pups, or is this something that you keep specifically in the bedroom with your partners?
I think I did.
You did.
Because on my Grindr profile, I did have my puppy mask on.
And not going to lie, it piqued my interest.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
I definitely did. Yeah, that's
how long have you guys been dating?
Coming up on 3 months soon.
Yeah. We met up first in like mid-December. First real date was on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So
made it
I
official
wanna ask
January
a question,
19th.
Because I think one of the things that we do often when we have someone mention a kink is we like to kind of have the conversation with, how did you introduce this to your partner? How did you guys have the conversation? Were there any boundaries or guidelines set before entering the play? How did the conversation go? Now, Dan, you just saw him in the mask, and it did pique your interest, but how did you guys have that initial conversation before you got into play?
If I remember, I actually asked, you know, so I knew that he had the hood, but then it's, so are you actually fully into pup play, or is it more, is it the sexual side, or is it just the true
side.
Cosplay side?
Yeah.
And, because that's just it, of, some people may do it, so say you're in a parade, and you can be the cute puppy giving the girl flowers, like, that can be, I mean, you get to see the smile on their face, you feel good doing it, but some people
is this
do also
you need to know if he was about this life.
Yeah, so I told him, I was just like, hey, I just had my hood for like a couple months, yada yada. And it started off as like a hookup, so
we did things backwards, but it worked out.
And also he has a bike, so a motorcycle, and so he has a full on like leather bike
suit.
Does your
family know?
No. This is really in my private life.
Mine does. My siblings are
How do they know?
But I know. I mean, well, I posted the picture. It was my profile picture on Twitter, and then I posted the picture of me in my hood, being like, "Oh, I'm living my best life," or something like that on Facebook. And I was just like, "I don't fucking care.
Facebook?
Like, this is me in my hood."
Fucking Facebook.
Like my grandma saw it. Like,
sure.
It's fine. Yeah, people from church that I grew up with, they saw it, and, like, my district manager saw it, and she was like, oh, that's cute, until she found out. And then she was just like, I don't want any part of your shit. But I told her, I was just like, listen, I'm about to be on Horrible Decisions. I'm sending you this podcast. She was like, I don't want this.
This is who I am, okay?
I'm living my best life, living my truth.
I think it's so easy to judge, though, with, like, kinks. And we all don't know. Someone thinks pegging's nasty. Someone thinks my bukkake shit and being on a leash is nasty. Someone thinks your pup play is nasty. It's like, we always judge until, like, we, you know.
Until you experience it.
And then you realize, I'm kind of into it.
On Twitter, and I reposted it, and all of the followers that saw it were like, no, sis, I'm kink shaming. This guy was fucking a low-top Air Force One. And it said day 59 of quarantine, and he was literally fucking his shoe, and I was just like,
yeah, but we had that guy on the episode. If we think about it,
jacking in front of a shoe, this man was literally using his Air Force One as a fleshlight, and I was just like,
I think he
Jesus.
Well, I think it goes back to what you said earlier of after a while you gotta spice it up, you know, the norm just doesn't do
I'm
it.
Not sure.
You're just gonna be like, damn, that lampy looking sexy over there.
Like, damn, my Air Force One was looking kind of thick. I'm like, no.
What?
No, it was not looking thick. It wasn't, I promise.
Like, you know how they say, like, no creases in your sneakers? Like, nah, you put that motherfucker in it. Shit.
He's moisturizing the leather.
Oh, God.
That's gross.
So,
I mean, I'm into, like, a lot of shit, but, like, there are some things out there that I would never shame someone for what they do. Like, do what you want
to
do, but, like,
so I actually wanted to ask
there.
You brought it up that he owns a motorcycle. And looking at these hoods, you guys can't see them because we don't have video, but they're actually leather hoods. And you mentioning him having the motorcycle, is there a part of leather fetishism as well that goes into this play at all for either of you?
So, I mean, in general, there is a crossover. I honestly believe that a lot of people who are in a pup play, it started as a gear fetish and evolved. Mm. Doesn't have to, but there is a lot of crossover. I know with us, the motorcycle and the gear definitely got Vince going
Vince
a little bit.
He's like, Dan, just so you know.
And he's fucking proud as fuck.
It was great.
Granny knows so funny.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I've got a, there's actually a guy out in California who makes full leather motorcycle track suits. They're not only used in the kink world. People use these actually for racing. One of the features that his have is a zipper
in
the crotch.
Or
front and back. And I mean the main
utilize the front door for sure.
Yes. And I mean they're primarily marketed for if you're at the track all day, you're gonna have to pee eventually. These things aren't exactly the easiest to take
pee
on.
Pee on someone, pee with someone.
Fuck someone, you know.
When the mood strikes, the mood strikes.
I just bought a onesie, and it has, like, a flap, and I peed through it the other day, and I was like, yo, I'm reaching it. I'm reaching peak levels of, like, bum shit. Like
ultimate convenience.
Bum shit.
I mean, honestly, like, it's not like I'm out at the club. I have time to pull this down. What the fuck? Oh. I do.
Again, quarantine is destroying us.
I want to get into our home meal because it's really freaky, and I think that you guys would be great for this.
Got
it. So, Mandy, I got this, and by the way, please send your emails and your home mails to horribledecisions.com@gmail.com. This was on Twitter, and I normally never see it, but it came as an email. So, my boyfriend and I just disclosed our fetishes to each other, and I really want to fulfill his. He told me he loved watching girls being fucked by machines in porn. He said he loved something about their faces to the point where they can't take it anymore. He also mentioned being bounded when they're taking it. How can I go about fulfilling his fantasy? These machines are expensive, aren't they? I've also mentioned being tied up and bounded before, something I really wanted to try, but he's never taken the initiative to do anything about it. Where can I start to ease him into these things and let him know that I'm down with it? He just seems so shy when it comes to wanting to express his fetishes, and I'm just down for whatever. I just really want to please him and make him comfortable with me in bed, which will hopefully open more doors. Even him telling me his fetish is a big step. How do I get it going?
I mean, coming from someone who, like, I can agree with her boyfriend, like, I kind of like that stuff. So, I mean, if it's expensive, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. So maybe just asking him, like, what can we do to, like, get that started? Because it doesn't have to be, like, a machine. It could start with the bounding and, like, tying you up and all that stuff. It's more of, like, a, I guess for me, I don't know what it is for his brain, but, like, watching someone with, like, a machine, they're usually, like, can't stop it. And someone is controlling it.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's more of, like, it's more of just, like, knowing that you can't, like, you can't take it, but, like, you're also just, like, you don't want it to stop.
Yeah.
So tying her up to where she can't really, like, I don't know, it sounds kind of rapey when I explain it. But, like, that's not what I mean.
It's, like tying her up to where
she can't, like, yeah. I mean, she's totally consentful for it, so, like, it's, you know, it's cool for her. Just, like, tie yourself up so you can't really move a lot and just be, like, do what the fuck you want to do to me.
I would say something that was, like, fun for me when I did the pegging. And, you know, we fucked 10 times that night. But what was fun for me was actually both of us going to the sex store together and picking out, you know, the toy and the strap that he felt comfortable taking. And I think that that could be the same approach with this, where maybe because we're quarantined, you guys go online and both of you guys look through the toys together and see, you know. There
we
go,
Adam and Eve.
You
can
use our promo code WD50.
WD50.
To search together, and if they are expensive and maybe you can't have a promo code, this could be something to where maybe the two of you start a piggy bank together and look forward to this. So it's something that you plan, it's something that both of you guys save towards, and you make this, you
yeah
know,
make
like
a wish list,
like and you know, once you reach the goal of the money that you guys save for it, you purchase it and make a whole night out of it.
I just Googled it, by the way.
I really think that that the communication aspect, especially when you're talking about any bondage, is paramount because, like Cody kind of mentioned, it very much, if it hasn't been discussed and it isn't agreed upon, it does start crossing that line. And, I mean, not only is it going to help the night go better, but I think communication within the relationship as a whole.
I'll be honest, I felt crazy watching. So I did go down a rabbit hole, and so everyone knows that I watch gay porn, and I'll put it on Patreon because I think I saved it in my notes. But it was a little like, it was a little bit of a lot to me. So he was kind of like in a, I don't want to say a guillotine, whatever it is. Yeah, he was in that.
Guillotine.
To where, like, he was, his hands were locked. Ooh. And there was a huge like dildo toy that was like fucking his asshole.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
fucking not,
holy shit. And he couldn't move, and it was like done by Dom. I thought it was really hot though. But I also felt weird watching it. So
you're like, I had to go to church afterwards.
Well,
so
definitely
it's fine.
Not that. But I was like, shit, let me watch something happy on Netflix right now or something. Shit. I felt really
I was gonna suggest a cheap, like, way to get around the machine right now is getting one of those things that stick to the wall.
Yeah,
the jelly, like the suction cup. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just like, oh yeah, we know.
You already have. If you already have a dildo, yeah, you're like the non-restrained person's gonna. Their arms are gonna get tired eventually, but more likely than not, you can go longer.
It's like a hands-free thing.
Traditional.
Yeah.
Because it's the loss of control that it seems like they're after.
I think asking the question, too, if it's real or if it's, for example, like, I love Bukkake, but I don't want it done to me. So, like, is this something you want us to do together, or is this just your fetish for porn? Like, I think that the two could be differential.
That's a good point. What I mean? Yeah.
Is it an idea, or do you want it to be, like, real? Oh, that makes sense.
Because some people can't handle that shit that they're watching in porn. I mean, at least for mine, the only one that I think I watch in porn that I could definitely do one day is, like, an MMF threesome when I get ready for it one day. But, I mean, for right...
Ideally, like, no. Like, I watch fisting porn, but it's just
can't.
Like...
I can't.
Will I do that? No, I don't want it.
Oh, you don't want it?
I've tried...
Yeah, I mean, I can watch it and be like, oh, okay, cool, that's hot. But yeah, it's just like...
I can't even do that because, move the mic like, towards him. I don't know, sometimes they just be fisting... They just be fisting, like, assholes, and I'm like, a prolapsed asshole is, like, the nastiest shit to me.
I can't handle it.
I can't fucking do it. I'm just, like, watching it, and I'm like...
Vincent, you might need to take over this show, because every time we say something nasty, he's like, I can do it! Stuck it with a stylus!
He's a trooper.
I don't know though.
Fuck, give me a pen. I'll be fine. I couldn't. I mean, the rosebud is hot. Sorry, Zach. Ugh, Zach is over here cringing.
Rosebud gives me anxiety. I don't know why. It just it makes me feel like I'm looking too deep into someone's asshole. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. That's what it
it's
is.
It's an asshole. That's
when you see the soul.
That's what it is. I can't. Like, I'm like, if you're into that, do it. But like, I.
Damn, that's a great t-shirt. Asshole.
Asshole.
You should really like
look into my asshole. Like,
oh shit, I love it. Well,
and then it'll be a rose. There'll be like a little decorative rose. It'll be a frock. Yo, here we go.
Somebody
we got this.
Who does graphic design, make this shit if you're bored.
Do it in this quarantine.
Any social media handles that you want to share? Do you have something specific for your pup shit or what? Yeah, let us know.
I do have a pup Twitter, but I haven't touched it. Like, I made a specific... Okay, so I started following, like, all this, like, gay shit on Twitter.
I ain't even gonna hold you.
And it was, like, full-on gay...
Who I'm following on Twitter, I'm gonna be judged. I'm following nothing but, like, OnlyFans motherfuckers that show their dicks and jack off. I'm following porn stars. Like...
No, for
sure.
I live
for an eight-second preview.
I am so mad because late at night... For whatever reason, they don't post, but it's like literally midday at 1 o'clock when I just want to see the news on my timeline. That's when I see all the dicks. And I'm just like, what type of time? I don't know what type of time zone these motherfuckers are on or if 1 o'clock is a peak time, but I literally just, I just want to see the news. And I have to scroll past all these dicks. I'm like, I want you guys for late night. And that they don't post truth. Late night, and I don't understand why.
No, for sure. Like, I, like, followed all this gay shit, and, like, anything you like, I didn't know this, but it sends, like, a notification to your followers to be like, oh, Vincent liked this.
I liked it.
My neighbor, like, texted me, she's my best friend, and she was just like, what the fuck are you following on Twitter? And she, like, sent me a screenshot of, like, the gay shit that I liked, and then I was like, oh my god, my mom follows me on Twitter.
And I didn't know that until later. You're on Twitter, if you like a tweet... That like goes
don't like
the
shit
feed of everyone who's following you.
There's so many pastors that got exposed
and I'm
like
just
that.
Like, I'm like, fuck. I don't like anything anymore, but I do bookmark on Twitter.
Bookmark
it, or I'll DM it to myself for later.
I mean, I did not know that was a thing. So he was telling me that because I know his neighbor's like his old roommate. They've known each other forever, but like. He was telling me that story, and I was like, oh my god, that's why all that shit was popping up on my feed. I didn't know what was... I wasn't paying attention that it said Vincent Rojas liked. Like, I didn't realize it said, like...
God.
I was not looking for Riley Reid. First of all, stop dragging me about Riley Reid. Don't do it. But no, so I was like, that makes sense that you're fucking liking all this shit. And I was like, who the fuck, like, why is this, like, I was like, Twitter's, like, targeting me for something. Like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
I like the liking feature just sometimes because I follow people with similar views, but I don't like being exposed like that. You know what I'm saying? I just feel,
God, I felt naked. I thought I was safe.
The only like fans shit, though, is really getting me through the days. Like, I was talking to one of my friends about how I think, well, Mandy made me think of it. She has a girlfriend, Stephanie Santiago, who doesn't get naked but still makes hella money on OnlyFans. And one of my friends, shout out to Venus X, she's a DJ. I was like, bro, you've already made your mark globally as a DJ without having to be sexy. Make an OnlyFans and just do it in your bra and panties now. Like, DJ in your bra and panties. I want to, like, read the news in my bra and panties. Like, I would love to do some shit like that. But I don't know. I think the OnlyFans people that succeed are so just their content looks next level. Like Miss Be Nasty. I think your boy Frisco, like, he'll go outside. He'll get lights and shit and costumes. Like, you could tell there's effort into their nasty shit. You know what I mean? And yeah. I feel bad because there's so many people that need some extra cash right now, and they're just, like, fucking their ass on a, you know, iPhone camera, and it's kind of dusty.
And, you know, if there's a time to get an OnlyFans, it's now. Like,
I will support it.
While the market's hot.
I'm going to try to start a Patreon thread if anyone, like, has OnlyFans.
Yeah, one of our patrons people that are like, actually just started an OnlyFans, so I'm going to have to ask her.
That's right.
But there's still nothing more disappointing than, like, going and liking one and, like, they're, like, I don't know, marketing for themselves. They're like, I'm so nasty. You get on there, and it's like, there's not one motherfucking vagina out here. There's not one freaking penis. Like, I don't care about you and your boxers. What the hell? I'm not paying $15 a month for this bullshit.
Like anyone sending me pictures of, like, dick prints or, like, in their boxers. Or, like, bro, mm-hmm. I don't want to see your polyester, nigga. Like, I want to see.
I'm so down for that.
Don't send me, like, we're not in high school. I don't want to see dick pics. Sent to my phone.
But don't you send lingerie pics?
No, I put lingerie pics. Bitch, no. If I'm sending you want the real thing. Niggas, first off, my lingerie pictures go on Instagram. I'm not taking just, like, they see my lingerie pictures on Instagram. When I'm sending pictures to niggas, they seeing his titty, his pussy hole, and his booty hole. God damn it. I ain't a child. That's the real deal. And I don't even send them now. I mean, I'm not
literally
even
sent you a picture this morning.
Like, right now, really, to anybody, because I can't fuck. I've said this a long time. Like, don't even send me your dick unless I can get your dick within the following 24 hours. And because that's not an option, let me just stick to my Twitter timeline and Pornhub. I don't really care to see dicks mm-hmm. that I can't even get. So, you know, self-care. You gotta have discipline. You gotta know what you need around this time.
Self-discipline.
Self-discipline.
It is a word.
Well,
I know it's a word, bitch. Because you're talking about masturbation and self-discipline.
Like, self-discipline would be like, okay, I'm abstaining from meat. But it's like, okay, I'm abstaining from my, like,
for
pussy.
Like, earlier,
like, you're one short step away from chastity. Oh,
and that's a whole different episode.
This was reminding me of a shout out to my girl Rashida. She got me a recce session, whatever how you say it. Recce session for my birthday, and so I did it yesterday over FaceTime, and the lady was talking about showing gratitude, and she's like, yeah, the next time that, you know, you're in the morning, if you want to do a small meditation, put your coffee in a beautiful mug and sit there for 10 minutes, no distractions, and hold it and talk about how good it tastes and da-da-da. I got horny and was like, what's a dick like
your
that?
Coffee?
You were just like, oh, yeah,
no,
smell that
coffee. She was like, you're going to savor those
things.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, damn, what was that, Folgers?
You are so simple.
I want to have more discipline.
Hot coffee makes you hot.
And appreciating smaller moments so that it's not the same. So the next time I suck a dick, I'm going to keep it in my mouth for a few seconds and be like, wow, I feel it filling up all the grooves. I feel it on the roof of my mouth.
Whatever. You're going to be like, tell me a story.
That's the type of bitch I am. Read. Oh yeah, drop your handles, guys. If you want people to follow you and find you, we would love to know them.
Shit. So Cody's is.
Can you hear me?
Hang on. I don't.
It's CJ Carter.
I changed it. No, I changed it.
Okay. Well, mine is Be Convinced. So it's BE_ Convinced.
Vincent.
Thank you. Also, if you want my Skype, it's Invincible, spelt with Vince. I definitely.
Cody_Carter24.
So then Cody's is Cody_Carter24.
And Dan?
And I actually very rarely use social media, especially to post anymore. So.
He was like, here's my Zanga. This is...
I have the only active MySpace account. No, not really.
Well, I want to thank you guys for joining us. This was fun. I hope a lot of you guys learned some new things. Again, we brought back talking about sounding. You guys can look that up. If you guys are patrons, again, we want to thank everyone who supports us on Patreon. And we are going to post some of those porn links. So check us out there. But also, if you're all caught up with Horrible Decisions, we drop 3 bonus episodes a month. And COVID-19 ain't stopping that pussy hole. So y'all got mad motherfucking content over there on Patreon. There's over 60 episodes of bonus content. So that's over 60 hours of new episodes and old episodes that you guys can go back and listen to. Again, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/horrible decisions. You do have to type it in because we do have an 18 and up platform over there because we do have, you know, some kind of raunchy shit we post. But again, that's patreon.com/horrible decisions. We're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip so that you guys can see kind of what the content over there sounds like. And once again, we want to thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Thanks, guys. You're fun. Woof, woof. Woof.
Bye. Thank you.
Our hope facts. This one I found and I thought it was interesting. Hope facts, we didn't know of another name for it, but I wanted to, we wanted to start sharing sex facts with you guys. And this one was very interesting. I brought it up recently and I can't remember if it was the Houston show or what show it was. But it is from Women's Health Magazine and this is one for the ladies. So ladies, if y'all have not experienced an orgasm, one of the sex facts that I found was lube makes it easier to orgasm. If you're having trouble getting off, all your problems might be resolved with one simple addition to the bedroom, lube. Nearly 50% of men and women who use lube said it made it easier to have an orgasm, according to a study out of Indiana University's Center for Sexual Health. I wanted to bring this up because I think as women, we have kind of this insecurity if our pussy is not leaking, if we're not super wet, if, you know, we even start questioning our arousal to the man, or is it me, or am I not healthy? Should I have drunken more water? So I think that there's kind of this stigma.
I do
stigma,
be thinking about water. I ain't gonna lie.
There's the stigma that we've like attached to needing lube as if something is wrong with us. Right. And so if you guys, for whatever reason, are, you know, lacking lubrication and sex, that could be a reason why you aren't able to achieve orgasm. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I think it can be fun to incorporate it into your lifestyle. Have it by the side of your bed. Get someone.
There's
that,
some weird thing about young people grabbing lube. I don't know.
Yeah,
we all is. I think have that like, oh my God, if I need lube, like, bitch, you didn't fail. You know what I mean? Like, we just talked about it, I think, at our live show.
Was that where we talked about? Yeah, I think it was
and
a live
Mandy
show.
Was like, oh, I've pulled out lube. Like, I have too.
Yeah.
But I also think that, you know, obviously I know we have a sex podcast. I think we're probably, we have a lot less shame around doing certain things than I would say the average person, but that's the whole reason you're listening to this show. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like normalizing shit that we do. Lube is for someone at any fucking age. I
believe that too. And it's funny because when Canadian Bay was over, his dick is massive. And I think I shared that story to where I, like, we went to a sex club the night before and I didn't even want it because 24/7 had literally just obliterated my insides. And so I like literally just wanted a pause on fucking him. And when he finally came over and spent the weekend with me, like literally I kept lube on the side of the bed. And right before I knew we were going to fuck, I like leaned over, put it in my hand, rubbed myself a little bit, just
when
to
you're,
be ready.
When you're fucking, like you said, he came to stay for the weekend or whatever. I think, in my opinion, like when I was just having one-off sex, I was way more wet. When I get frequent, like if we're fucking the whole weekend,
well, and we weren't fucking the whole weekend, but I also just the use of condoms.
Yeah.
So like the use of condoms, like, and those were fucking all over the floor, but the use of condoms too, like, lead to it to be dry or irritated or fuck, like he has to put it on. So I think in the time that maybe he's putting on the condom, you can be making sure not only you're lubed with your own like secretions, but also to go ahead and just apply
God,
some extra.
You just said 24/7. I forgot that nigga existed.
Yeah. He's been out the picture since October. And that's 5 months. That's a long time.
Wow. That's yeah. a long time.
I think he's like, yeah, I don't miss him. That's a wrap.
You know, it's crazy when like, I feel like when we would do this podcast and you would talk about him,
I feel like I would see him more. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he would pop up somewhere. I would just see her. It was more noticeable. And it's like when something is right here on your mind, like you ever, like your period's a day late, suddenly you start seeing mad babies. You see anti-abortion ads. It's like it's everywhere.
Right.
I really forgot that nigga existed.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Whatever.
That's good though. Toxic dick gotta go.